Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it is that time of year, and that means it is time to start harvesting peanuts in the Palmetto State. Of course, peanuts have been in the ground since April or early May, and it's time to get started.
Well, you're right. The folks who do the green peanuts for boiling pots and boiling peanuts, they'll tell you we've been started, you know, for a good month. But you're right. The real commercial harvest is starting this week with fellas digging the peanuts for the dry market, for the roasting market. And it's going to be a big year. Our acreage is up over last year, and we've got new buying stations established across the state. So really continuing the momentum around peanuts.
Speaking of momentum, I was going to bring that up. Peanuts are becoming a big deal in South Carolina.
Well, you're right. Our acreage, I thought, was a little higher. They're telling me 108,000. I think there's a few more acres out there. But again, South Carolina's reputation for the good roasting peanut, the Virginia style, I guess we call it, or the Gregory's, it's really grabbing the attention of the market, so the acreage reflects it. Then we have the runner types that go into manufacturing. But peanuts may even stretch their acreage a little further inland with some of the new establishments in Darlington for receiving and drying peanuts. So really, again, the last 10 years have been phenomenal with peanuts.
Now, let's talk about some of the health benefits of peanuts. You know, sometimes peanuts get a bad rap because people feel that they're too high in fat to counteract all of the really good stuff. But as time goes on, we learn more and more, and now we're learning that peanuts are really, really good for you.
You're right. Now the interest in gluten and some of the side effects that it has on folks with celiac disease, so they're gluten-free, cholesterol-free. You're right about the fat. But, you know, if you balance things out and don't overdo any of them, you'd be good to add peanuts in when you can with a lot of vitamins and nutrients coming from that little power-packed peanut. So that's the good work that's done by the peanut board across, well, not only South Carolina, but nationwide, just to point out what a healthy snack it can be, a healthy part of your diet.
Absolutely. And we're going to have an opportunity to sample some South Carolina-grown peanuts here in the not-too-distant future.
That's right. If it's fall, the fair season is not far away, so October 8th through the 10th at the State Fair, the Peanut Board will be there giving away free samples of peanuts, so that's usually a big attraction for folks to come to the Department of Agriculture exhibit to enjoy all of the commodity boards who are there promoting, but peanuts really put a push around the State Fair.
Absolutely. And if we want to learn more about peanuts, what do we need to do?
Well, you can go to a couple of websites. You can always go to ours, agriculture.sc.gov. But there's another that the peanut folks have. It's called aboutpeanuts.com. That's pretty appropriate. So if you want to learn about peanuts, then go to About Peanuts website.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.